presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, we left Jungle Jim Bradley and his friend Peter Hawkins bending over the body of Bombo, the faithful native member of the expedition who was killed by Bhutan, leader of the Society of the Tiger's Claw. You will remember that Bombo returned to the native village under cover of darkness in an attempt to learn whether Hawkins' shell-shocked son Ronnie had been seen. While there, he was captured by Bhutan's men and taken to Bhutan, who returned him to Jungle Jim with a poison arrow in his back and a note which warned that all of Bradley's party would be killed unless they turned back at once. Meanwhile, Shanghai Lil left her plane by parachute near the native village and landed unseen in the night. Back in Mandalay at about the same time, Myra Trent, the medical missionary, took off by plane, headed into the jungle in an effort to catch Jungle Jim and warn him that Bhutan was nearby, plotting his death. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. The safari of Jungle Jim and Peter Hawkins is crossing a wide plain headed toward a pass between the mountains. They are entering a death trap, for unknown to them, Bhutan's men wait in the pass with orders to kill all members of the party.
You know, Governor, ever since poor Bombo was killed last night, I have a feeling that we're being watched.
I know we're being watched, Peter.
I can't forget that poor blighter, lying on the ground with an arrow in his back. It's murder, Governor. Plain murder.
Yes, and they're not going to get away with it. Whoever shot that arrow into Bombo's back is going to pay for it. Bhutan isn't going to scare us, Peter. Whether he actually killed that poor devil himself or not, he's responsible.
I'd like to get my hands on that oily Hindu. But we ain't seen hide nor ear of either him or his men.
That's true, but they're not far off. You can bet on that.
There's one thing, Governor. Until we get across this blasted plain, they can't do much. You can see for a mile ahead of us and on both sides.
That's right. And if we weren't in such a hurry to locate your son, Ronnie, I'd be tempted to stop here for the night. Passes like the one we've got to go through up ahead are the danger spot.
You think they'll be waiting for us there?
No, Peter, I doubt it. We started early this morning, and we know that Bhutan and his men were behind us in the village last night. I've kept a sharp lookout with the glasses, and I know that no other party has crossed this plain today.
Then the blighters must be beyond us yet.
That's right. Certainly, they haven't had time to circle this level ground and enter the pass through the hills.
Ah, Governor, it's good to hear you say that. If my Ronnie's ahead of us in them jungles, we may be able to find out something about him before Bhutan gets there and scares the natives so they won't tell us anything.
I'm hoping for that, too, Peter. That's another reason why I'm determined to keep on and go through that pass tonight.
Look, guys!
Huh?
Tiger! Tiger!
Here he is, Governor! Lord, he's a big one!
I see him! Score. He's on his elephant.
He was on foot a minute ago, Governor. I saw him.
Give me that rifle.
Here you are, Governor.
I'll have to get him from the ground.
Governor! This way, Tolu! Look out! Governor, he's coming toward you.
Tolu! Get up on your elephant quick and see if you can see that tiger.
Yes, it's one.
Watch yourself, Governor. I'm going to take a pot shot at him.
Did you get him, Peter?
I don't know, Governor.
Tiger runs, one.
He's getting away, Jim!
All right, Peter, let him go! He won't bother us anymore! I guess you scared him off with that shot!
Blimey! That was a close one, Governor. He was creeping right towards you in the grass. I could see him, but you couldn't.
Yes, I know, Peter. I should have stayed on my elephant in the first place. Well, it's all over now. I'll just get up on the old fellow again, and we'll go ahead. All right. Tolu! Start on!
Yes, sir, boy.
Governor, where do you suppose that blooming tiger came from?
I don't know, Peter. There's something funny about the whole thing. We didn't surprise that tiger in the grass.
Well, what do you mean, Governor?
When I first saw him, he was running directly toward us.
You're right. I saw you.
Tigers don't do that, Peter. They usually run away, not toward you.
Yes?
By Jove, I have it. That tiger was running away from something, and he ran from the direction of the pass ahead. When he saw us, he didn't turn back, but acted as if he was cornered.
Blimey, you're right. But what does it mean?
I don't know, Peter. But it might mean there are men up in the pass.
Bhutan?
Perhaps.
Yeah, but how could he have crossed the plain without us seeing him?
Perhaps he crossed in the night, Peter.
What, Jim?
Hmm?
Big air wagon call.
Look, look, Peter, he's right. An airplane flying toward the pass ahead.
High overhead, an airplane bearing Myra Trent flies into the northwest, and Myra, glasses in hand, searches the jungles beneath her.
It hasn't been possible the Saab Bradley's caravan has come this far into the jungle. Do you think we ought to circle back, pilot?
If men Saab wishes, perhaps friends are a few miles further on. It's better if we continue till we find village where we land while men Saab look see.
That's an idea. Yes, we'll do that. In the meantime, I'll keep watch over the side.
Their village about 1/2 hour beyond pass, Mem Saab.
We're passing over a great plain.
Yes, Mem Saab.
Pilot.
Mem Saab sees something?
Yes, behind us. There are a number of elephants. He must have passed directly over them. Yes, it's a safari. Quickly, turn back.
At once, Mem Saab.
Bring the plane down as low as you can. Perhaps we can make them out from the air.
Yes, Mem Saab.
Safari, all right. And they're headed for the pass.
Mem Saab, there are many men below us. See?
Yes. Go lower.
They have horses. They hill men.
Yes, I see them. They're waving to us. What was that?
Mem Saab, they shoot at us.
Oh, well, why should they?
Perhaps they frightened. We must go higher.
Listen. The motor. Oh, what's happened?
Our petrol line, it has been hit.
Oh, what will we do?
I do my best to land, Mem Saab. But if Tiger's Claw waits below, death would be better.
Back at the edge of a native village, Shanghai Lil emerges from the jungle near the spot where she landed after making a parachute jump from the British Army plane. She had been standing there for hours, half hidden behind some trees, near a path leading to the small village.
Now, according to my map, that's the village where I'm to contact Carter. Well, here comes a white man. Well, that must be Carter. Now I'll go into my act. First, the tear of my clothes.
Tired! The plane! It's falling! Falling! Oh, we'll be killed! The plane is falling! It's falling! The plane!
Hello! Hello there!
The plane is falling! We'll be killed! Help!
Yes, yes! What's wrong? What's wrong, miss?
We'll be killed!
She must have fallen from the airplane. Fractured skull, I'm afraid. She's out of her head.
No. No help. We'll be killed.
Have to get someone to help me. There's the boy. Boy! Boy! Come over here!
We'll be killed. We're going to be killed.
Here, boy!
Yes, sir.
I've just found this white woman here. Help me get her to my hut. She's been injured.
Yes, sir.
We'll be killed. The airplane's falling. We're falling!
That is about an airplane. It must have fallen from one. All right, boy. Take your feet. Gently now.
Yes, sir, Dr. Dyer.
All right, now. Pick her up.
We're falling. The plane is falling. We'll all die in the jungle.
Yes, she's pretty badly hurt, all right. I only had a hypodermic needle.
We're going to hit the ground.
There comes some others. They've seen us. Never mind them. Go straight on to my hut.
Up steps, Dyer.
Yes, of course. Careful now, careful. Put her on the cot. All right. That's all. I'll take care of her now. You keep the others out.
Yes, it's time.
Lady, we will see how badly you're hurt.
Are we alone, Dr. Carstairs?
Hey? What's that?
I said, are we alone?
You know what you're saying?
Oh, never mind the surprise, Ash. I'm all right.
Delirious and frightful.
Delirious your grandmother. Put that medicine down, Dr. Carstairs. I don't need any of that stuff.
But I don't understand.
Well, you are Dr. Carstairs, aren't you?
Yes.
Then snap out of it. I'm from Colonel Scott.
Oh.
Is it safe to talk here, or are we up to be overheard?
No, no, no. Stop waiting. Don't say anything till I get the word.
What's the idea?
Wait, I tell you. It's not safe at all. Even the walls have ears.
I get it. The plane. You're falling. We're falling. Falling.
Far across the plain, Jungle Jim's caravan nears the pass. The keen, cruel eyes of Bhutan and his band watch our friends approach.
Master, the airplane was shut down as you ordered. It has fallen far back. Do you wish me to send men back to investigate?
You are sure that it fell?
I watched it fall behind the hills, Master.
Good. They will crash and be killed. We can forget them for the time. Jungle Jim Bradley approaches.
Our men are ready, Master.
You have them stationed? There must be no slip. All must die. No one must escape.
We are ready as you ordered. The caravan will be allowed to come within the pass. Then it will be surrounded.
Good. The glasses.
Here, Master.
Ah. The safari has stopped. Is there another pass near here?
Only a small one, Master. If you will look to the right of the caravan.
Why did you not tell me about it?
It is used but seldom, Master.
The movements of Jungle Jim Bradley cannot be foretold. We must send men there at once.
I suggest the White Devil's Tribe, Master. He will not let them pass.
The Devil's Tribe? Yes, call him. Jungle Jim Bradley will want to see him.
Devil's Tribe.
Who calls? Who calls when I'm having dinner?
It is the Master, Tribe.
Suppose the Master waits.
Silence.
All right. What do you want?
I have pleasant task for you.
Yes? Yes?
Just see the caravan that comes.
Kill! Kill! I can kill!
Yes, I will grant you the favor. There is another path to the right. They may go that way. I want you to take the horsemen and go there. You are to kill all of them.
I can kill all. I kill all.
Not one has much escape. Do you understand?
All will die. They will die.
Everyone must die. It is my order. Now go.
I go, Master. I go to kill.
On your horses! We go to kill! Not on your horses! Your lives!
You have pleased him, Master.
Jungle Jim Bradley has searched, and now he shall meet mad death.
Yes, Master.
Bradley is trapped this time. His fate is sealed. The tiger's claw has spoken.
Can Jungle Jim escape? Bhutan awaits at one exit, the mysterious White Devil Killer at the other. Death awaits only the approach of the caravan. The adventures you have just heard dramatized are pictured in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly. The big Comic Weekly, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Little King, Barney Google, Jiggs and Maggie, Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, Stutz and Casper, and many, many others. See all these characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly, and don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.